This is KUT. The state of Texas is moving forward with a rule requiring abortion providers and hospitals to bury or cremate fetal remains for miscarriages and abortions. Groups are already gearing up to possibly sue the state over this rule. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, the state could have a tough time defending it.
This past summer, the Supreme Court drew a line in the sand for how far states can go in regulating legal abortions. It was a Texas case, actually, Whole Women's Health versus Hellerstedt. It was a legal challenge to House Bill 2, a sweeping abortion law here. But just days after that ruling and parts of the law were struck down, Texas lawmakers got to work creating new regulations. This time, they wouldn't pass a law. They would create an agency rule requiring medical providers cremate or bury fetal remains.
The fact that it only took them 4 days to issue it, and the fact that it was issued along with a letter from the governor, insulting our clients, using inflammatory religious language, calling them soulless and so forth, demonstrates that all this is an attempt by the government of Texas to make an end run around the Supreme Court, an end run around women's constitutional rights.
That was David Brown, an attorney with the Center for Reproductive Rights. The language he just described was used in one of Governor Greg Abbott's fundraising emails, actually. In the same email, Abbott defended the rule with what's become the main argument in favor of it, saying he, quote, doesn't believe human and fetal remains should be treated like medical waste and disposed of in landfills. And with that, the state began moving forward with this new rule. The state health agency adopting the rule has received thousands of letters and criticism from medical professionals who say the rule is unnecessary. And as an attorney, Brown says it's a bad legal move, too.
So the Supreme Court, just in the Whole Woman's Health case in June, held that a law that imposes pointless burdens, that offers no benefit to women, and simply cuts off access to medical care, is unconstitutional.
And there's already a case of a fetal burial law not passing this test. Earlier this year, a federal court weighed in on an Indiana law that also required abortion providers and hospitals cremate or bury fetal remains, among other things. Here's news of the ruling via a local Fox affiliate in Indiana.
A federal judge blocking it just hours before it was set to take effect.
The judge saying the law infringed on women's rights.
That Indiana law, which was signed by then-governor and now Vice President-elect Mike Pence, was the first of its kind. But Brown says he won't be surprised to see this sort of measure pop up in other states. In the meantime, though, Brown says the state of Texas is setting itself up for yet another legal battle it likely will lose. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.